The Gemara in the Gemara Daf Chofei says, Omale Rabam Rom Rav Sheshes. Omar al Abchorim Yitzias Ruboi Oilo, Oilo Havi, Oil Bchor Havi. This parak is talking about doing a trick that when a Bchor of a Behema is born, it shouldn't have Kedushas Bchor. Now we know that if a Goy owns a part of the Bchor or of the mother, it's Potter from Bchor. If a Bchor has a Mum, so then you can eat it without being makrivit a korban. So here the Mishnah starts in the parak. Ketzad marimin al abchor. How do we do a trick that it shouldn't be kedushas bechorah? So he could make either he could make the bechor, the vlad, while it's a uber b'mei imo, he could make it into kedusha acheres. He could make it a kedushas oila or something else. There's another way that Rabbi Yudah says in the beginning of the parak that you're allowed to make a mum. Mutar lahatil mum b'bchor kodem she'etzi l'avir olam. Before it's born, before it's a peter rechem, the kedusha of the b'chor becomes while it's going out, while it's poter the rechem of the mother. But before that, it doesn't have kedusha. So memela, a person could make a mum. He should stick his hand in and make a mum in the b'chor. Memela, he will be, he won't have kedusha. Nowadays, Tosha says that nowadays we're not such mumchim in a mum, so memela we sell it to a goy, today that it shouldn't have kedusha, because nowadays it could come lidei takola. If you leave a b'chor too long, a person could do work with it, or he will shear the wool and use it. So memela nowadays we're not to sell chelik to the goy, and it shouldn't have kedusha. But in the Mishnah there's two ways, either he makes it a carbon, a ola, before it's born, or he could make a mum inside while before it's born. Now, Rav Amram is Rav Sheshes, what if he says on the b'chor, im yitzias ruboi ola, because you could make a uber a kodesh before, a kedusha of ola before it's born. So what happens, when does it become kedusha's b'chor? When the robe of the b'chor comes out. By the minute, the point of the robe, that's what gives it a shem peter rechem, and becomes kedushas b'chor. So what if he says that that point, before it comes out, he says that when it comes to the point of robe, it should become a kedushas oila. So what happens? Does it become a kedushas oila or kedushas b'chor? Because we have two things that want to be chal, either a kedushas oila or kedushas b'chor. If it's a oila, it's not a b'chor. If it's a b'chor, it's not kedushas oila. So the shail is, which one is chal? Lefi the gears of Rashi and the Gemara, the regards the oila she came kolim, because the kedusha of oila is a strong kedusha that were makriv the whole beim on the mizbeach, so it's kolim, has a stronger kedusha. Maybe that would be chal first before b'chora, and b'chora wouldn't be chal. Or maybe b'chora is chal because kedusha is a mirechem. Rashi says, what does it mean kedusha is a mirechem? Shekein kedushas b'chor chalo al kol ha'b'choros de'alme mirechem. That means it's chal by itself. So maybe because it's chal by itself, maybe that would be chal before everything else. So the question is, which one is stronger? We have two kedushas to be chal. Which one is stronger? Is oila stronger to be chal, or b'chor stronger to be chal? Omar lei, so Rav Sheshes told him, Mighty boilach, what's your question? We already dealt with it in a different case that's similar. I knew the boy Ilfa was had a shaila. Omar Allah leketim mishiras ruba yeyefker leketavi yeyefker avi. The din is that when somebody cuts the tavua in the field and something that falls out of his hand, one or two shibolim, if they fall out, you have to leave it for the anim in the field. So when it falls out, rove of it falls out of his hand, it becomes leket for the anim. In Yerushalmi, there's a shaila, the same shaila of Ilfa is brought as a shaila, if the falling out of the hand makes it momen anim, or the fact that it lands on the floor makes it momen anim. Here in the Rabbeinu Gershom on the side, it's mashma, the falling on the ground makes it a kedushas, a din of leket. But whatever it is, either it's the falling out of the hand or the coming to the ground, but the shaila at the nekuda of the robe, well, let's say lefi the Lashna Gemara. The Lashna Gemara is Meshiras Ruboy. And the nekuda, the point when it falls out, drove out of the hand, he wants that it should become hefker. And anything that's hefker, Rashi is masver, hefker is potter from leket. Because it has to be chayv b'leket, you have to be a oichel v'nishmar, something that we watch, not something that's hefker. So memeila, if it's hefker, it won't be leket. If it's leket, it's not hefker, because leket is only for anim, and hefker is for anim and ashirim. So the shayla in the Gemara was, and Ilfa is, if you said on the leket, im neshiras rubo ye hefker, so leket avi, or hefker avi. Leket Abish came to do Shoshu Midashamayim. Leket would be, why should we say that Leket is stronger to be Chal? Because Minashamayim, they made it the Kedusha, the Deen of Leket. That means Kedusha here, it means the Deen Miyuchat that it has, that it should be Momen Anim, is Midashamayim, and not what a person made. Or Dilma Hefter Abish. She came Zerchen by Anim Bashirim. Hefter is a stronger kind of a Chalois, and is Zerchen either Anim or Ashirim. So maybe Hefker is Chal and Leket is not Chal. Domar Abaye, when Ilfa asked that question, so Abaye said, Mighty Boile, what's the question of Ilfa? Divrei Orav, Divrei Atalmi, Divrei Mishoymi, Ochanami Divrei Mishoymi. So he said that always the Divrei Orav comes first. So what Hashem says it should be a Kedushas, or Hashem says it should be a Kedushas Leket, so that should be Chal, and not what the person said it should be Kedusha. Even though what the person says is also a Din HaTorah, but what Hashem said it should be a Kedusha, that should be Kedusha. So Rashi learns that the Shaila of the Gemara is, we're talking about which one is stronger to be Chal. And that's all only, Tosfos here says on the top, that that's all if we're talking about Yetzias Rubri. But if it was a little bit that came out, so of course the oil would be Chal. And the Bchor not, because it only came out of mute, and it's not yet Kedushas Bchor, so it still has a din of a Uber, and a Uber is Chal Kedushas Oil. And that's the Gemara. Now, there's a Tosfos and Daf Chof Vav Amud Beis on another sugya. That was today's Daf, or yesterday's. It says, Omar Abaye, HaKol Moed Yimeched Omar Chetzi Oilo Chetzi Omaise O Divrei HaKol Oilo Kerevo. If a person said on a behemoth that half of it should be oilo, half of the kedusha of the behemoth should be oilo, and half of it should be maisa, so it's oilo and it's not maisa. And then the Gemara says, if he says half it should be maisa and half tamura, so it's a teku, which one is chal and which one not. So Rashi says that maisa, kedusha's maisa behemoth is only chal if you count up to 10, 1, 2, 3 until you come to 10, and your mavir tachas hashevet, it comes up, then it would be Meiser. So mele here, Meiser is not Chal Oilo, it's Chal, because Meiser, it's not talking about the Mavir Tachas HaShevet that he counted till 10. But those who see it so bad, so it's so pshita that it shouldn't be Meiser. What's the Gemara coming to say? The Pile Shri, those who see it so bad, those who see it so bad, the Pile Shri, the Meiri, the Odom HaMavir Tzoyno Tachas HaShevet. We are counting one, from 1 to 10, to give it Kedushas Meiser Behemah, the Omar, before he came to the tenth, Mishatechi asked Tiri Minadir. When the tenth one comes out of the barn, Techetio Oilo, the Chetio Meiser, Divreakil Oilo Krevo, why the Kedushas Apeshe, Kedushal Oilo, a deeper Mikdushas Meiser, Shenu Yochalochul, Elo Ale Deminian, a Tiris Vavoras Hashevi. By Oilo Vishlamin, there's a machlaikas, which one is Chal, which one is stronger, because they're almost the same Kedusha. But if he says, Oilo and Meister, so Oilo is Chal because it's a stronger Kedusha. Meister is only if it goes after the 10th and after he says Kedusha's Atzil. So Oilo is Chal and Meister not. So then Tosfos was yes, Vim Toymar, Amayle, Omar Divrei Orav, Vidivrei Atal, Midivrei Mishoymin, Shedam Rino Leil Breish Pirkin, Gabi Bchoyo, Vetochul Meister, Vloy Oilo. Hashem said that the 10th one should be Meister, and he's saying that it should be a Kedusha's Oilo. The shaila is which one should be chala oila or a meiser. So we should say divrei orav, divrei atalmi, divrei mishem, divrei orav is meiser, divrei atalmi is oila. So it should be chala meiser, not oila. Yeshloim ados am shomar bebchoyrim yitzias ruba yeyola. When we're saying the yitzias ruba, the nekuda of the yitzias oroiv, the emes it's divrei orav. We have the divrei orav against the divrei atalmi. אבל לא אחר מהירי שאומר אם יציאס מיוטו יהיה אוילו ומייסו דלו יהיה אוילו ומייסו דלו יחל עלי קדושס מייסו עד יציאס רובה. Here we're talking that he said by יציאס מיוטו before the robe of the behemoth goes out of the gate. So before it goes out of the gate it's not yet מייסו And he says that by Yitzias Miuto it should be Oilo and Maisa. So it's not Chal Kedushas Maisa until Yitzias Rubo, and Memele it's Chal Kedushas Oilo. So by Emes the Tosfos is Tomua, because if it didn't go out yet Rubo from the gate, so of course it's not Maisa. So again it's Shvera Tosfos Kasha. Why? What's the Chiddush of the Gemara? Of course Oilo should be Chal of Maisa, not because it's not yet the time for Maisa. Rubo didn't come out yet. So I saw in Rabbi Yashiv Sefer on Tumura, he says that the Kavona is that when it comes out that each mute should be Chal Kedusha on it. That means not that the Kedusha of the Oilo should be finished by the mute that came out, only each little bit that comes out should be more and more Chal Kedushas Oilo. Memele, the Kedushas Oilo, when is it finished being Chal? When is the completion of the Kedushas Oilo when it comes out the road from the gate? And that Nekuda is when the Kedushas Meister should be Chal. So Bemisah Chazanish already talked that the Meister Behemah, you don't really have to say Asiri. It's a null if, even if it didn't go through the gate and you said Asiri or you counted nine and that's the sentence is Kedusha Mela. So here we're talking that he didn't mean that the Meister should be Chal until it comes out the road. If you mean that the Meister shouldn't be Chal until it comes out the road, and he says Asiri, so it's not Chal before. But Rabbi Yashiv says that he's talking that the Kedushas Oilo is Chal slowly, it's Tamua, because as the mute goes out, we should say Toshta Kedusha Bekula. Because we have a psak is that if a person is Makdisha Aver, only that Aver is Chal for a Korban. But if it's Aver, Shana Shama Tluya Boy, so we say Toshta Kedusha Bekula. So if so, when the mute of the Behema goes out, up to a half, when it's still mute, for sure there's Evarim Shana Shama Tluya Boy. And since it's Chal Kedusha Soil on that, it should be Poshta Kedusha Bekula, that the Kedusha Soilo should be Chal completely on this. One more thing that Rabbi Yashi writes in the Sefer is that Tosfos is talking that the Behemah is going out of the gate and by the robe it becomes Kedusha Meister. So it has to be talking that there's more than 10 Behemahs in the deer. Because if there's only 10 and this is the 10, so Behemahs, it doesn't have to be, it doesn't, you don't need that it should go through the gate to become Kodesh, because the Gemara says in Daf Nun Tes in Chorus, Asiri may elov Kodesh. If you know that it's the tent, if there's no other behemoth there, and this assures the tent, so Mamela it's Kodesh. Unless you say like the Chazon Ish brings, that he meant that it shouldn't be Kodesh Me'elov, he wanted it should be Kedusha al Yedei Peh. But the stomach, if we're talking that the ninth one went through and he said that the tenth one, when it goes through, it should be Kodesh even before he talked. So he says it's talking for sure that there's more than 10 behemoths. I was thinking that it could be also Echatimse, that you don't need there should be more than 10. There's only 10, and 9 goes through, and the 10th, he says, when it goes rove, it should be Ola. And Apal Pekem, we don't say it's Kodesh Me'ela. Because it could be talking in Echatimse, and when the ninth one goes through, he says, B'tzias, robe of the ninth one, then the tenth one should be Kedushas Oilo. But when is it Chal Kedusha Me'elov? When he becomes the tenth. When does he become the tenth? When the ninth becomes the ninth. So when does the ninth become the ninth? When he goes out, Rubo from the gate. So he could say, B'tzias, robe of the ninth, then the tenth should be Kedushas Oilo. So we still come back to the same desert. The same din, it's all the same din. I'm just bringing Echatimse, another case that it could be without more than 10 behemoths, but it's talking about there's only exactly 10, and the ninth is still there the same. One more Ha'ore, he says in the Sefer there, that there's no chiyuv to make Meiser behemoth. There's a mitzvah to do Meiser behemoth, but there's no chiyuv to do it. So how do we say? Yes, how do we say that it's called Divrei El Rabba, Divrei El Talmud? And Tosfos says that the tenth one should become Meister, it's called Divrei El Rabba. And when I make the Kedusha Soilo, it's called Divrei El Talmud. But yes, Bishloime by Bchor, it comes out by itself. There is Mitzvah, there's a Chiyuv that should be Kedusha Soilo. Or we have the case of Leket, that if it falls out of the hand, the Torah says there's a Din Leket. So that's called Divrei El Rav, but by Meiser Behemah, you're not mechuyev to make Meiser Behemah. So how do we call it Divrei El Rav? So Behemah himself says it in the Sefer, but one way he says is because since there's a Takonas Chachomim, Shlosha Prokim Bashona to do Maiser Behemoth, and the Mele, because of the Takonas Chachomim, it's called Divrei Orav, and Sumol T brings from a Ketzoit that it's also called Divrei Orav by Takonas Chachomim. But then, the Etem Kasha, I would say like this. When you have 10 behemoths going through, 9 go through, so we say they're potter because of minyan or roi. The Gemara says in Mechilas, Rava says that even if the 10th didn't go through, but kol zman the 9 are going through, and they were roi to become part of 10 because it was able to be a 10th one at the end. So the 9 are potter even before the 10th go through, they're already chulin. They're called meiser behemoths because it's potter b'minyan or roi, because it's roi to become from 1 till 10. So if so, every person that is mavir, that's son tachas ha-shevet, by when it comes to 9, so say, they're all potter b'minyan or roi, and I'm not m'chiv to do my serbein, I'll stop in the middle and say, there's no chiv, it's just a mitzvah, but there's no chiv, so potter all 9, ha-yidin b'minyan or roi, and they'll never come to the 10th. It's not mistaber that you could do that. Mistaber, that once you started counting, once you started the mitzvah from 1 till 10, you're mechuyev to finish off the mitzvah and come to the 10th. So if so, we would say that since he's talking here that he's already starting to be mavir, this set of 10 is being mavir tachas hashevet, so it's already called divrei orav. The divrei orav is that when you start from 1 to 10, you have to come to the 10th and make the ma'aser b'ema. You have to finish off the minyan aroi to make a really a 10th one. The Ketos says, there's a Ketos in Tzimur Reishon Nun Beis, he talks about a case where there's a takonas chachomim of matanas chiv mera. Matanas chiv mera means that somebody sick, he's on his deathbed, and he says certain amount of money should go to a certain person. So the chachomim made a takona that chiv mera is kiksuvin b'kimsurin, it's as if it was given over, and it's like a kinyan. You have to be mekayim the and give it to the person who is the benefactor. The Rambam says, now, what would be if the person dies and then is the mechuyev from the nechosim to give mozon or isha v'abonis, to give them food from the money of the nifter. If we give it to the person who the shchiv mera said, the matona shchiv mera, so then they won't have where to take mozon or isha v'abonis. It would be like nechosim mishubadim. We don't give from there. If you give to Mozan Ishava Bonus, you're not Mekayim the Matonas Shchivmera. So the Rambam is bring down says that the Matonas Shchivmera is called Achar Misa. Mozan Ishava Bonus is called Beshat Misa. So Memele, that comes first, and the Matonas Shchivmera is not Mekayim. From the Reef they bring down, the Reef says that they're called all at the same time. The Mozan Ishava Bonus and also the Matonas Shchivmera is called Mamish at the same time. And one is not the other, so Memele you give it to Mozan, you give it to the Mozan Ishav Abonis and not to the Shchivmera. So it says the Fachot Yishadu Yachloiku, since both are there, and both are coming with a taina, with a tikkun, that one says the Mozan Ishav, and one says that he needs the Matana Shchivmera, so we should say Yachloiku and divide it amongst them. So why do we say that it goes to Mozan Ishav? The Ketos brings our Gemara, and he says, just like the Gemara says, that if he says, in Yitzias Rubai, it should be a Oila, so it becomes a Bchor, not a Oila. Just like when you say by Leket, in Nishiras Rubai, it should be Hefker, we say it becomes Leket, and Momen Anim, and not Hefker. Why? Because Divrei Orav, the Divrei Atal, the Divrei Mishem, you always do what Hashem says before what the person says, even though he's doing a Chalois that he's able to do. But since it comes against what Hashem says, we say Divrei Orav come first. So the same thing he says also by Mozan Oisho and Takona Shchivmera. The Takona Shchivmera is what he gave over a Matona, but Mozan Oisho is what Chachomim were in the second. So Memele, you say Divrei Orav of the Chachomim's Takona of Mozan Oisho comes before the Matona Shchivmera that a person gave away, even though that's also Takona Chachomim by Shemir Kinnan, but it's all you did what I said. If I didn't say, it wouldn't happen. But Mozan Rishon comes by itself. So he says, Divrei Orav, the Divrei Atal, the Divrei Mishoimin. So that's why Lefi the Reef, that it comes together, so we give to the Mozan Rishon, we don't give to the Matona Shchivmera. There's a kasha from Rabbi Chonon on it. We'll say over from Rav Shach. Rav Shach and Rabbi Ezri asks on this tzoyf, that Bishloimah, but the Gemara in Tiferes, he says, the Oila and the Bchor is a stira one to the other. If it's a Oila, it won't be a Bchor. If it's a Bchor, it won't be a Oila. But by Mozan, Rishav Abonis, it's always there's a chiyuv to give from the nichtei ames to the mozer and the isha. So the isha always has to be goyve. It's not that it becomes her mom. She has to go and be goyve the mom and then take it. It's another shlav. So menela, there's no stira. If you give it to the matona shchiv mira, there's still a chiyuv of mozer and the isha. It's not as if you took away from the isha. The isha, in any case, even if you're going to give it, or you have to be goyve. There's a din gvir. So menela, at the first minute, if you give to the Shchivmira, it's not a stira to the Mozer and the Isha, because right now you're giving to the Shchivmira, and the Isha wasn't didn't be goyve yet. So Menele, he says, it's not a stira, it's not the same thing as the Gemara in Chayos. Unless you say that Matona Shchivmira Kiksuvin B'Kimtsurin is also a Din Gvir, that you have to see the Sugya of Matona Shchivmira is also a Din Gvir. But that would also be a Din Gvir. So we would say there's two Dine Gvi, and we'll still say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishon. The Brisker Rav in the Sugya, he says, and Chidusha agrees on the Rambam, so he talks about the Pshat of Rashi in this Gemara, that Rashi says that the Shaila of the Gemara is if Oila is Chal or B'chor is Chal, which one is Alima, which one is stronger to push away the other Kedusha. So he said that Divrei Rav of B'chor is Alima, and it comes before the Divrei HaTalmid of Oila. But the Rambam, Nuchus Matnis Anim, the Lashon of the Rambam it brings down, is by the Din Leket, Hamaptiris HaLeket, Im Nefilas Rubay. Somebody says that the Leket, all the Shibolim that fall down out of the hand, so while it's falling down, the robe of the Shiboles, it should become Hefker, Enoi Hefker. Doesn't become Hefker. Me'achal shenosha ruboy ein loyboy reshus. Because rove fell out, he already doesn't have reshus. He doesn't have bilus on it to make it Hefker. So the Rambam seems to be saying another pshat in the Gemara, not like Rashi. He says he doesn't have bilus to do it. Rashi was saying that he has bilus to do it. The shaila is which one comes first? Who's more, let's say who's more balabos, Hashem or the Tal. Rambam says that the MAS, it could be Hefker also, but he doesn't have Rishus to make it Hefker, it's not by him. So let's say like this, the Brisker Rav says, once it becomes Leket, he can't make it Hefker, it's not his, it has a Din Momen Anim. Or, once a B'chor becomes a B'chor, you can't make it Oil, because it already has another Kedusha, it can't be Mecha another Kedusha, and Gemara learns out from a Posik. So that's because it's not Rishus to do it. But Bishas Maisa, in the same minute that it should be a Leket, why doesn't it become Hefker? Why doesn't he have Bailus? So the Brisker Rav says that Be'emes, it could be Chal Bos, maybe Hefker and also Leket. But since the Metzius of the Shibolus is that it's Leket, that it fell out of the hand, and the Chesra of it is the Metzius of Leket, which is Mechayev, to have Dine Leket to become Omen Anin, or a B'chor. And it goes out Ruboy, so it is a b'chor. The metzius of it is a b'chor, and a dinei b'chor is mechayev that it should have kedushas b'chor. So menela afilu, if you'll say that there is a hefker and also leket, but the dinei leket is mechayev that it should be momen anim and not hefker. You can't get away from it. Also b'chor. The metzius is that it's a b'chor, and it's still being mechayev that it should have kedushas b'chor. Menela pushes away. We say divrei orav. The Divrei HaTalmid, that the Divrei HaRav that says that the Metzius, the Chetz of the B'chor, should be Mechad Kedushas B'chorro, it pushes away the Divrei HaTalmid, which is trying to be Chal Dinei Oilo. The Mele says, if we learn like that, so we'll say also by Meiser, but Tosfos says that by Meiser, Chetz Yo Oilo, Chetz Yo Meiser, it's Chal Oilo, not Meiser. So Tosfos, yes, we should say Divrei HaRav and Divrei HaTalmid, and it should be Chal Meiser, not Oilo. So he says, Meiser is not a Chetzer that's Mechayiv that should have Kedusha. If you made Kedusha's Meiser, you made it Asiri, so then it becomes Kedusha. But it's not a Metzias, a Chetzer that's Mechayiv another Din. Chor is a Metzias, and Leket is a Metzias that it fell out. But Meiser is only if you make the Kedusha, just like you make a Behemoth Chulin, if you make it an Oilo. And Eile, he says, so it's not Shaykh to say Divrei HaRav and Divrei HaTalmid by Meiser, because it doesn't have yet the Chesed. It's like I have to be Mechalis. It's not yet Divrei HaRav on the Meiser itself. So Memele, he says that there's a big difference between how the Rambam learned Pshat in the Gemara and how the Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara. There's still what to think about in the Brisker Rav, but that's what the fashion of what he said. There's another kasha in the Gemara that the Gemara says in Chulin, in Daf Samach Tes, there's a Gemara that it says, you eat more. Yotzo Shlish, we're talking about a Bchor. A Bchor that's a Peter Rechem, it comes out of the Rechem, it becomes Kedushas Bchoro. And we said that if there's a Goy has Bailus on a Chelik of it, it patters from Kedushas Bchoro. Eat more. Yotzo Shlish, Umochroi Loivet Kirchovit. Came out of Shlish. A Shlish is not yet a Peter Rechem, it's not yet Groiv that came out. So Shlish came out, it's still not a Kedushas Bchoro. And he sold that Shlish to a good. Bechozal, the Yotzo Shlish, Acher. And then the next Shlish came out. The next Shlish doesn't belong to the good. So the Shaila is the first Shlish that while it came out, it didn't belong to a good. But afterwards he gave it a Kenyan to a Goy. And then the next Shlish came out, it doesn't belong to a good. Ravuna Omar Kodosh, it has Kedusha Tchoro. Rabbe Omar Ene Kodosh. Ravuna Omar Kodosh, Vay Kosova Lemafrea Kodosh. That once the robe comes out, the kivon the nafak leirube, igloy milsel lemafrea, the meikor avakodesh. It's megale lemafrea. When the robe comes out, it's megale lemafrea. Then lemafrea that kedushas bchoro from the beginning. My dissolving loy klumzov, and he couldn't sell it. What he sold the mechira to the guy is bottle, because lemafrea we find out that it had kedushas bchoro, and meile you can't sell to goy to pater it from kedusha. Rabbi Omar, Eine Kodesh, Kosova Mikanu Labo Kodesh. My Dezovin, Shapir Zovin. That it was a good Mechira. Why? Because Mikanu Labo, it becomes Kedusha and not before. So, the Rambam Paskin, like Ravuna, that Lamafreya U Kodesh. If we say Lamafreya U Kodesh, so how could you say that by Yotso Miutoi, by Yotso Rubo, we say by Mishim Yitzias Rubo, it should be Oilo, it's not Oilo. But if Yitzias Miuto is Oilo, it would become Oilo. But if we say that Lemafreya Kodesh, so when it comes to the Nekuda of the Roiv, so it should be Kodesh Lemafreya. It should be Kodesh Lemafreya, but Kedushas Bechoro, and the Oilo shouldn't be Kodesh. And that's what Tosfos says here on the side. Tosfos says, now you're allowed to be mat. Tosfos and Chulin Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis says that the sugya of mutar la'atil mum b'mchor kodem she'etzel avir oilo is not like Rav Huna, because like Rav Huna we say that the mafreya u'kodosh, so when a chelik comes out, a mute came out. Tosfos mochiach that it talks even if a mute came out that you did on the mum on the ear came out first, so we say le mafreya u'kodosh, so it comes out that you were over on the lava of matel mum b'bchor. So you have to say that Rav Yehuda, that he says mutar la'atil mum b'bchor kedem she'etzel avir oilom, holds mikanu la'abo u'kodosh and not le mafreya u'kodosh. And then Tosfos says also the Gemara v'chein odom alei Rav Amram l'Rav Shesh omar ala b'chor mitzias ruba yei oilo oilo hu b'chor ravi. The shayla of the Gemara, if you see as Ruba is Oilo B'chor, Ha'inami deloi ki Rav Huna, why? The mashma de pshitele de koidem iti as Ruba, yochol afkem imenu kudush as Choyro. That by the mute he can be mafke kudush as Choyro, but he's asking that if le mafreya u kodesh, so memele le mafreya to misbarer, that mute was a B'chor and it wasn't Oilo. So Ben is the pshita mekubetes in Tumura, already says it there, and he says that by Mechira Legoy, you can say that Lamafreya it's Kedusha, and Memela the Mechira is Bota, Tigloy Milsa the Mechira is Bota. But if it's a Balmum, it's a Mitzias that it's a Balmum, so the Kedusha doesn't have where to be Chal. So even if you say that it came out the Rove and Lamafreya Kodesh, but it's a Balmum, Bishas it's a Balmum, it doesn't have where to be Chal Kedusha. Memela it's not Chal, so it could be also the Shira of Yud, and Rav Huna could hold the same thing that Lamafreya Kodesh. So the same thing you could say, it's shailah, could we say it legabe the kedusha of oilah also? Should we say that the mafreya u'kodesh memela it's the gloy milsa that it's not a oilah? Or we'll say since it's a oilah, so memela it's not a b'chor. So then it's a shver, because if we say that the mute became a oilah, so the whole thing is a oilah. So what's called mute? If it was a neshama tliya, so we say poshta kedusha b'kula. We'll say if it's not poshta kedusha b'kula, so if it's chal kedushas oilo, so maybe kedushas choira can be chal, because it already had a chalois of oilo. The Brit Kerov also talks on this sugi of Yatzah Shlish Umocha La'akum, that it could be that it has to be a kinyan of Akum B'shas Peter, and that means you could play like, you could have a hakira like this. Well, we say the Mafreya Kodesh, do we say that the Mafreya, each little bit that came out had a little bit of Kedusha, and is the Gloy Milter, it's really Kedusha's core? Or the Makan Olabo Kodesh means that in the Nekudah of the Rove, that's when it's Chal. We say that the pshat is that the Mafreya Kodesh, when it becomes a Peter Rechem, all the Chalokim that built up the robe to become a Peter Rechem, all those Chalokim have a Shem Peter Rechem. The Gloy Milter of Mafreya, that they were also a Poter Rechem. The Mele, we say that the Kedusha of the Goy, the Mechirat of the Goy didn't pater because those parts were Peter Rechem without a Kinyan of a Goy. And the next Shlish didn't have a Kinyan of a Goy. Mele, it could be the Kinyan of the Goy pater as if it's Poter Rechem, Meshach, it belongs to the Goy. But if it doesn't belong to the Goy, it's only has a Shem Peter Rechem without the Goy Mamela, even if we say the Mafreel Kodesh, if we say the Mafreel Kodesh, it wouldn't be that the Goy is Mechira's bottle. That means the Goy could have a Kenyan and still would have a Kedusha of Soil. That's about this tribute.